Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. When you need a certain partnership to drive your business forward, say yes to Ulster Bank. Ulster Bank, help for what matters.
The governor of the US state of Missouri has activated the National Guard and declared a state of emergency. This move comes ahead of a grand jury decision whether or not to prosecute a white policeman who shot an unarmed black teenager. 18-year-old Michael Brown was shot dead by Officer Darren Wilson in Ferguson last August. Before we came on air, Doug McElvin from KMOX News Radio in St. Louis, Missouri, told me what happened last summer.
This whole thing started with an 18-year-old young man and a friend of his who were walking down the middle of a street in Ferguson, Missouri. A police officer stopped and started talking to them. Depending on whose version of the story you listen to, an altercation ensued, and the police officer, Darren Wilson, ultimately ended up shooting and killing Michael Brown. From that point forward, there has been a number of days and nights of protests and people being terribly upset about the whole situation. A grand jury, which was already impaneled here in St. Louis, was given the task of looking into the case, and that grand jury is still deliberating. As you've heard, the governor of the state of Missouri has put the National Guard on a state of readiness. The police forces that are going to be actually involved once the grand jury returns their deliberations are going to be the Ferguson Police Department, St. Louis County Police Department, and the Missouri Highway Patrol. And they're being called a unified command. However, if there is a higher level of action that needs to be taken, that's when the National Guard from the state of Missouri will step in.
How significant is it to the events that happened in August that Michael Brown was 18, unarmed and black, and the police officer Darren Wilson was white?
I think this is one of the major keys in a number of American cities, in that there is an awful lot of young black men who are involved in altercations like this, and many times they are shot and killed or shot and wounded, and the police officers tend to be white in general. If you look at the composition of most police departments throughout the United States, you're going to find there are more white officers than black. So if you look at the numbers statistically, it would tend to lean that way. However, when you talk to leaders in the black community, they would say that there's a thing called driving while black, which is to say that if you're a black individual, you're in a car, your chances of getting pulled over are a lot higher than they would be if you are a white individual. And as a result, the black community thinks that there is an attitude on the part of police officers in the United States that they look at blacks, especially young black males, totally differently when it comes to situations like this.
Some of the protesters in Ferguson have called this move by Governor Nixon to call up the National Guard both premature and antagonistic. How is it being received by people in Missouri generally?
Quite honestly, municipalities around the region have been preparing for the return of the grand jury in any number of ways. Let's just assume that the grand jury comes back with what is called a true bill, which is to say that they say that we think this case should go forward and that Darren Wilson, the police officer, should be charged. Or if it doesn't come back that way, they still think there are going to be protests, but they don't think they're going to be just in Ferguson, but they will be in other areas throughout the city of St. Louis and St. Louis County. And to that end, a lot of businesses, a lot of organizations have been spending a lot of time trying to make sure that their employees and others are kept safe during this time.
Where is police officer Darren Wilson since events last August?
He has not been seen. We do know that he testified at least once to the grand jury, and we have not seen or heard anything from him, and frankly, I don't think that we will hear or see anything, although the chief of the city, the police department in Ferguson, did say that depending on the outcome, he would be welcome to come back and work in that department.
Now, the prosecutorial process in Ireland is somewhat different to yours in the United States. Will you tell us something more about the grand jury, the decision that is to be made, and what may happen from there?
In the United States, in municipalities, grand juries are put together by a judge. And it's not unlike being called for jury duty, in that you come in and you answer questions of the judge, and then he appoints a panel, usually of 12 individuals. and those 12 individuals meet, usually for a 90-day period. During that period, prosecutors from the municipality where they're being called from come in and they present their evidence. And it's up to the grand jury to decide whether or not, as I said, a true bill or a not true bill, i.e., true bill, move forward, not true bill, we don't think you've given us enough evidence. The grand jury has an incredible amount of power, which is something that I think many of us missed early on. These 12 individuals are the ones who are deciding whether or not Darren Wilson is going to be charged for the crime of shooting Michael Brown. They were originally supposed to finish their time period earlier in the year. However, the judge went back in and said, I'm going to hold you over until at least January. They have been hearing an incredible amount of evidence that the prosecutor has been presenting. During the course of their meetings, and they don't necessarily meet on a daily basis, but grand juries meet when they need to, and the prosecutor has one or more of his attorneys there, they present the evidence. It's not like a jury trial, and the defense does not have any participation in this. It's totally up to the grand jury to make the decision whether or not there are legal grounds to move forward in a particular case.
How soon do you think you'll have that decision?
We really don't know. There have been rumors all over the place as to when this is going to happen. We don't know. Last week, the fellow who did one of the autopsies on Michael Brown was asked to come in and speak to the grand jury. We don't know that that's not the first time that he has spoken with them. That's another thing grand juries can do. They can ask to see a witness, and then they can bring that witness back if they have more questions of them. We really don't know. The decision-making process is this. When the grand jury decides one way or the other, they will contact both the prosecutor and they will also contact the judge who appointed them. And then the decision will either be released publicly or not. In this particular case, we're fairly confident that the decision will be released, and we don't know whether or not the members of the media, the public, are going to get any advance notice as to whether or not that's going to happen.
And that was Doug McElvin there from KMOX News Radio in St. Louis, Missouri. It's not known, as he was saying, when the grand jury will hand down a decision on whether or not to prosecute the police officer, Darren Wilson. That state of emergency in Missouri will expire in 30 days. More on Drive Time after this.